Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Welcome back to Classic Business here on Fine Music Radio, where we're going to delve into some of the pressing issues affecting the South African economy at the moment. And today in particular, discussing the question of whether business rescue can assist in avoiding the illusion of the false optimism that's been created by some of the better than expected high frequency economic data recently, certainly with the first quarter GDP numbers showing that we haven't technically entered a recession. There is the real risk of businesses potentially thinking that things might be getting better. Well, I'm joined now by Toby Jordan, Director of Dispute Resolution and Head of Business Rescue, Restructuring and Insolvency at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Welcome, Toby.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And, as someone who works in the business rescue space, I'm sure you must be acutely aware of the mood in the country at the moment. Are you getting a sense that businesses think the worst potentially is behind us?
I do indeed. And it's so dangerous, Michael. I think the message that we want to express or send out to the listeners and to boards of directors that are financially distressed is that given the current ongoing constraints in our economy, it's better to be realistic at this moment and to start considering business rescue as a tool to restructure your affairs of the business.
And it's important to depart on that point because, you know, chatting at a SAREPA conference last year, one of the things that really struck me, which marks the difference between a successful business rescue or one that is unsuccessful, is starting early enough, is acknowledging you've got a problem very early on in the game, while there is still some possibility of salvaging something out of a bad situation. So it is important that we approach this soberly. What do the statistics reveal about the earlier one starts a business rescue and the odds of success?
So stats is different to point out because there are so many different variables involved in the business rescue. But I think we can all accept that business rescue in general has received a bad rap. I think with all the bad reputation, specifically if you look at bigger rescues like SAA, timely intervention is of utmost importance. And what I mean by that is that the sooner you actually get started, the sooner you consider business rescue as an alternative or as a tool to rescue the business and to restructure the affairs, the better. That's only when you'll really see the benefits of business rescue. Those benefits, of course, the most important ones are job preservation, maybe a boost in investor confidence in the company. So the sooner the better.
The sooner the better is certainly, as you say, difficult to apply this to specifics, but as a general rule, one rule that seems to guide directors quite well. And it's important for directors to be mindful that they could be deemed to be trading recklessly if they haven't considered all of these things. Can you just discuss some of the challenges that have emerged through business rescue and things like getting post-commitment finance sorted, things like disruptive actions, or some of the bad rap that you mentioned was sometimes we see it abused by companies seeking to avoid creditors. How have these challenges been addressed in the broader business rescue context in South Africa?
So we need to start focusing on the success stories. That's only when people will start realizing that business rescue can be used as a successful tool. I think ways that we need to focus on is that we need to make sure that board of directors must trust that the business rescue can work. We need to publish and talk about those success stories. An example of that is this Kinecor rescue, where we had funding coming in from a joint venture overseas and local, providing PCF, post-commencement finance, into a business rescue and thereafter converting their debt into equity and turning around that business with the main focus of job preservation. We need to continue to raise awareness about the benefits of business rescue. And we also need to encourage the development of skilled and experienced business rescue practitioners. One of the main problems in business rescue at the moment, and also considering what we may see in the future, and what I mean by that is that hopefully an anticipated number of filings of business rescue is that we don't have enough skilled senior business rescue practitioners to take on that huge task that's lying ahead of themselves.
Ah, that is a very important point. So, what is the industry doing to grow its own timber? I know Serepa is trying to make sure that it's an attractive profession for young insolvency and business rescue practitioners to enter. What are you at CDH doing to grow your own timber?
So, of course, training and mentoring is vital. It's important to grow the junior profession to make them aware and to sort of grow and gear for what's coming. I think what we're going to see in the future is you'll probably see a lot more joint appointments where you'll have senior practitioners taking appointments with a junior practitioner in order to upskill and to teach and to mentor.
Yeah, and one hopes as well that we also see a swift resolution to the recent assassination of a very well-known business rescue practitioner and his son linked to some very high-profile cases. I mean, that Yep. was an absolutely chilling assassination. And so far, I've sadly heard very little from authorities on following up and pursuing that without fear or favour. Just lastly, and you know, in light of what you just mentioned about skills transfer in the profession, what steps can boards of companies do to better upskill themselves? I mean, if they want to understand the restructuring and rescue options available to them and to make more robust decisions on the back of that.
So, Michael, what we'll see in the future, what we've already seen in some of the bigger entities, I mean, before Tongaat filed for business rescue, there was an appointment of a CRO, a chief restructuring officer. You now have a similar role in NAMPAC. I think that's a good start for boards to start with restructuring committees being put in place as soon as they realize that they may become financially distressed in the near future, or even financially constrained, perhaps, opposed to being distressed. So getting a restructuring committee in place, seeking advice at an early stage, trying to read up on all the advice that you can find on the media and on the press as to their duties and their responsibilities as a director. I mean, you mentioned earlier that it's so important for directors to be aware that if they are in fact if the company is in fact financially distressed and they don't take immediate steps to either file for rescue, they may be held liable for the debts of the company. Yeah. So it's so important that they keep on reading up, that they take advice when they need it.
Thank you, Toby, for joining us today and sharing your insights on the role of business rescue in avoiding this illusion of false optimism that seems to be dawning around the country. Toby Jordan, Director of Dispute Resolution and the Head of Business Rescue, Restructuring and Insolvency at CDH here on Classic Business.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice and impact.